Welcome to the Communications and Technology Committee meeting, July 7th, 2022 at 8:30 this morning. We have, calling the meeting to order, and we have a statement that we need to go over as a part of our regular Zoom meeting. Consider finding that as a result of the COVID-19 emergency, meeting in person would present imminent risks to the health or safety of attendees, and the meeting is authorized to be held by teleconference pursuant to government code 54953.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah. Okay. The first, or number three on the on the agenda is comments from the public. Do we have anything that...
I don't have any hands raised.
No hands raised. Okay. Monthly website.
Oh, you know what? I didn't share my screen. Everybody, who is going to tell me I forgot to share my screen?
Hey, Amelia. I was thinking about saying something.
Where's number two? It's been a little exciting here this morning. So I need this to come over here. So you should all be able to share my screen now. We're going to head to item number
four, monthly website and social media updates.
So we'll start with the pages that folks have visited. Our page views are up. Last month we were at 7,100. This month we're at 9,300. Board of direct, last month it was employment opportunities, board of directors, then how to pay my bill. So our top three are still our top three, and then coming in at, I mean, our top, well, four, then coming in at number five, it looks like we had 267 page views on the on TechR survey last month.
Do we have a total for that survey?
I'm sure we do have a total for the survey, but not off the top of my head. Okay. Unless Tom can chime in and has that handy.
Tom, do you know what the survey, what the total is on the survey?
He's not there. He's, where'd you go, Tom? Tom, we can't hear you, so we will continue, and then when you can speak, you will. Next we have where, oh, I'm so sorry. Where the states that people looked at, California was number two last month, Oregon was number one. We only have about 300 more places than we did last month that looked at us. New York, that must have been John when he was on vacation.
Right.
Florida, Illinois. Website. I'm so sorry. This is the same website. And now this is our Facebook statistics. Almost identical to what they were last month. Just a few more people looked at us last month than this month.
Do we know? I mean, of course we know.
But, Tom's off.
Okay. Tom?
No, he's off the call. Oh. He must be logging off and logging back on.
Okay. I was just curious if we knew, of course we know, or could talk about what is actually on our Facebook page right now.
I mean, I can bring it up if you like. Do you want to look at it?
What are we posting, I guess, is what I'm questioning.
Let's see. Probably the last thing I posted was a construction alert for De La Cruz.
So we basically don't post anything except things like that.
Notifications. I do. I posted, you know, that we're going to be closed the 4th of July. I posted that...
basic business stuff.
Yeah, basic okay. Business stuff. That's the things I want the community to know. I posted there was a mix up in the billing.
Oh, okay.
Right? Here's our Facebook page. I think that you should all be able to see it. There was a mix up in the billing, you know. Please know that your bills aren't correct. 4th of July. construction, that the meeting was canceled on the 29th.
Okay.
This, okay. I'm excited to hear what happened at the sheriff's event on the 26th.
Maybe Kelly could tell us.
I think it's on his agenda. Anyway, that's what we talked about.
Okay.
That's what's on there. There are no hands up. We don't have any questions. We'll go back to the agenda.
Okay. Discuss reservoir information and education ad hoc committee. I don't know what to say about this at this point. We've had so many other things going on that has taken precedence over this report. And I'm beginning to wonder if the July, what is it, 15th or 20th?
20th, July 20th.
July 20th general meeting is going to, there's going to be time during that meeting to go through it. We will get to it. In many ways, it has some information that we do need to be discussing, given some of the reports that we've been getting back from Michael. So I'm anxious to do this and hoping that we can get our minds wrapped around something different, although that's understandable the way things have been going and the amount of information that we've had to get out to the community and the things that we've been trying to put together and find some closure on eventually. So that's where the Reservoir Information and Education Committee stands, the report. Tom, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry, I lost connection.
That's okay.
But I'm back. Did I miss anything?
We were talking about the total number of surveys. Linda was wondering if you had off the top of your head.
It's over 500. I think it's close to 600 were turned in.
Okay. Is that pretty good? I'm not.
It's pretty amazing, actually. And it's really on par as Laura has been looking at, especially the electronic ones. She can analyze them quickly. They've been on par with the same concerns that were out there in January, February, before so many different things have happened between now and then. So the desires of the mass of the residents of Rancho Murrieta remain the same.
Okay. They want security.
They want the gates. They want patrol. They want to decrease vandalism. They want to protect the backcountry. They want to control the speeding, the carelessness, the underage driving of golf carts. They're still all high priorities. There were some negative remarks. There were some that weren't even worth, you couldn't go public with because they said bad things, words. I mean, but those, you didn't know who sent those in. But most of them were pretty strong. Then, some people are upset with having to pay more money in order to get the services. And some people are upset with what you hear about a lot is, because they're district employees, the whole benefit package, and maybe it's time to privatize and stuff like that. But that's the same thing you're hearing in the community as it is. So, but the far majority were productively saying, these are our priorities. And the gates and then patrol, I think gates, patrol, and controlling vandalism and crime. Those are the top three.
Yeah. Okay. I, just as an aside, I guess I would say, we got what they call new directors, reference books a long time ago when we first got elected. I don't know if they give them out to everybody, but, I use that book a lot because it has a somewhat clear explanation of our history and how we got where we are in a whole lot of aspects, everything related to security, to bridges, to development, et cetera. And when I refer back to that and I look at it, I find that there are so many little points that, and times when things happened in Rancho Murrieta that we never hear about because for whatever reason, I guess because it's considered old history. But if anybody has an opportunity to look at that when it comes to a specific subject, it's not terribly long. It's maybe 50 pages or so. But it's just got a wealth of information in it. And I always like going back to that because it helps clarify certain things at any given point in time. But I do, I did notice that it was, issue of it was done in 2017, 2018. And I'm not exactly sure how we go about, CSDA is who provided a lot of the information. I don't know how we put our information in there or who did that or how we go about updating that. But I'd like to bring that up as a suggestion when we get a little bit of breathing room. So that's—
Yeah, I think those were put together by Suzanne and the former financial people as well as operations. I think the team that was there four years ago put those things together.
So perhaps
so we can try to update them
when we get a little breathing room, we could talk about that.
Okay.
That's all I wanted to say about that. But next is directors and staff comments. Let's go to staff first. Tom, anything in particular?
I don't have anything to add. Well, I do have to add, we're planning on having a meeting on the 11th, a special board meeting on the 11th to discuss the proposed new security tax measure.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just encourage people to pay attention because it's a meeting to decide if what the board wants to take to the regular board meeting on the 20th, if they intend to continue on with the proposal to place a special tax on the ballot to bolster up security and help make sure that it perpetually can be funded. So just wanted to let people know in this meeting that meeting will be scheduled. It'll be 5:00 next Monday at the district office. We're hoping to have a whole package published by the end of the day today, or at least at some point tomorrow.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Okay. Paula?
I don't have anything. Thank you.
That's okay. The communication committee, of course, because I'm on it, I think it's one of the most important committees, but it doesn't always get that kind of attention. We have to fix that. Anyways, I have a couple comments from the directors or myself in particular. This is a really crucial time. And the communication committee is one of the places where information, is disseminated to the community. And we have to basically continue to figure out ways that we can get this information to the community without misinformation and correcting whatever incorrect information is out there. It's a day-to-day task. And I'm hoping that we get an opportunity to talk about when we have completed and made a decision about whether or not we're going to ballot, that we can spend a lot of time educating the community and getting information to them. I just think it's one of the most important things we can do right now. So that's my comment. Anybody else?
I don't have any hands raised.
Okay. So that gets us to probably one of the shortest meetings we've ever had, to the adjournment. If nobody else has anything to say, I move that we adjourn the meeting.
Okay.
Right. Thank you.
Okay.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.